in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. In verse 12, Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Amen. I want to talk to you today about the reward of staying when you really want to go. The reward of staying when you really want to go. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Running is a natural thing when we're confronted with obstacles, difficulties. Most times we don't want to simply stay and battle it out. It seems so much easier. The grass, as they say, is always greener on the other side. Amen. Let me just tell you something, young people, especially if you'll just listen to me a minute here. Life's not exciting for the most part. Amen. You got to learn how to just persevere, whether it's fun or not. Amen. Brother Neil, is work fun? Do you just get up every morning so excited you just can't wait to get to work? Anybody else? I mean, you just, every morning you hit the floor, your feet, oh, you're humming and singing, my, I get to go to work today. No, it's not like that. Life's daily. Very daily. Amen. A young man sat with his father on a pier looking out to the beauty of the lake, and the sun was setting, and it just burst into a splendorous color. Of beautiful orange and gold, and what a beautiful sight it was. And the sun sank down. They sat there mute, watching the splendor of the sunset. And finally, the young man, a little bitter because of life's experience, said, the father said, isn't that beautiful? And the son said, yeah. They said, it don't last long. Amen. Didn't last long. Let me tell you something. Life's just those special moments, but they don't last long. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We enter into marriage with these great expectations and all of the goo-goo eyes and the butterflies in the stomach. And, woo! Amen. And then it gets daily. Then it gets daily. And a lot of people don't make it because it's daily. It's mundane. It's common. Washing clothes. Washing dishes. Scrubbing floors. Making beds, mowing lawns, doing honeydews. It gets daily. Amen. It gets daily. Amen. Some people can't handle the daily because I want excitement in my life. Amen. Let me tell you something about excitement. Whatever was exciting yesterday is not going to be exciting today. Once you've done it, the bang is gone. It don't stay exciting. Life's just not like that. I don't care what Hollywood promises you. I don't care what the music world promises you. I don't care what anybody else promises you. Life is daily. Amen. There's exciting moments. Like when you're riding down the highway and hit a slick spot and start spinning in circles, 70 miles an hour, you can't handle much of that excitement. Amen. That kind of excitement you can do without. Amen. But life, it's daily. Amen. And you know, I just want to let us know that today, lest we forget, life's daily. Amen. People in the past understood this, but today we live in such a world where glamour is promised. Every time you pass a billboard, if you'll just wear this, you'll be glamorous. If you'll smoke this, you'll be glamorous. If you drink this, you'll be glamorous. Oh, life will be exciting and wonderful and glorious, and you'll be rich and famous. Lie from the pit of hell. Life is daily. Sometimes it's hard to stay when you really want to go. This young man, he was not an exciting person. As a matter of fact, he's sandwiched between two very well-known characters in the Bible. The Bible dedicates a lot of chapters to Abraham. And it dedicates a lot of writing to Jacob. But right in the middle of that is this boring young man by the name of Isaac. But you know what I admire so much about Isaac? He stayed when he really wanted to go. Abraham, did you know his name was changed? Originally was called Abram. And then later be called Abraham. And Jacob's name was changed to Israel. But Isaac just kept the same old name. You know what the Jews say about that? They say that Isaac's name was not changed because he was faithful. He didn't need a name change. Hallelujah. He passed the test. He stayed faithful. And so his name was faithful. God didn't change it. He left it alone. Amen. There's something to be said for boring people. Amen. You know what? They're the ones that last. Everybody that's got to have a bang a moment. Amen. They don't last. But people, they're just steady. Just understand, you know. Amen. Some services, we swing from the chandeliers and shout and run the back of the pews and amen. Wow, what a service. And then some services, it's just a sweet, wonderful, beautiful presence. And I'm there. Praise God. Whatever kind of service it is. Praise God. Just faithful. Just faithful. Just faithful. Amen. Just staying when you really want to go. Amen. Isaac was the only son of Abraham and Sarah. He almost became a sacrifice when he was about 17 years of age. And he married when he was 40 years old. Don't give up. There's hope. Amen. So when he was 40 years of age, he got married. He followed in his father's footsteps when he also left his birthplace, as Abram did. He almost lost his wife, as Abram did. He was envied of the Philistines because of God's blessing on his life, like his father was. He remained childless for a long time, like his father did. He had one good son and one bad son, like his father did. He was tested by a famine, like his father was. But here's the difference. His father, in the time of the famine, left when he should have stayed and got in trouble. But the difference is that Isaac, though he wanted to follow in the footsteps of his father in the time of the famine, he wanted to go down to Egypt, but the Lord said, stay in the land. And Isaac stayed. Amen. Now, he had reason to go. It sounds like some folks I know. Listen, He said, first of all, he said, God, he said, there's some bad people here. You ever been where there was some bad people? Now, y'all don't get quiet now. You were laughing a minute ago. You're supposed to stay with me here. You ever been when there's just some bad people? He said, there's some bad people here. But I'll stay. And then he said, I don't know if you've heard about this, God, but there's a famine going on. The economy has gone through the floor. The economy is bad. And I don't really like my job. Amen. And things are just not going well down here. And it would really be good if I could just go somewhere else. And God said, stay. And then he said, and you know what, God? He said, there's some bad history here. My daddy was here, and people did not treat him very well. Amen. And they're treating me just like they treated my daddy, and I think I ought to go. And God said, stay. And Isaac stayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you know that God sometimes uses unusual places to reveal his glory and bless folks? He took Moses to Egypt. And then he took him out in the middle of a desert. He spent more time in the desert than anywhere else in his life. He did. He's been about two-thirds of his life in the desert. But my, what a blessed man. My, what a mighty man. My, what a man of God. But he was used in an unusual place. Used in an unusual place. David came from a sheepfold. God put him on the throne. Joseph went from a dungeon of all places. From the prison to the throne. God used Daniel in a den of lions. You talk about an unusual place. His contemporaries, all three, God met them in a fiery furnace. God used some unusual places, unlikely places, to show his glory. Amen. Jesus, it was a cross. So God leads us sometimes to some unusual places. And in those unusual places, we find the will of God. We find the glory of God. We find the power of God in unlikely and unusual places. I read in the Bible, there's another lady that went through a similar situation. Her family, they were going through a bad time. There was a famine in the land. And so Elimelech told his family, Naomi and his two boys, he said, we're going to leave here and we're going over to Moab because I know there's not a famine going on over there. Well, they went. A few years later, Naomi comes home. All she has with her is a little old Moabitess girl that's her daughter-in-law. She said, I went out full. I had a husband. I had two boys. She said, I'm coming home empty. Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. Call me bitter. Because life has dealt bitterly with me. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Amen. So that was her test, but that's not Isaac. Isaac stayed. Not only did Isaac stay, but he stayed because he heard from the Lord. Now listen, if you hear from God and he tells you to do something, you do it. Amen. And the Lord told Isaac, he said, you stay right here. And God said, I will bless you. I will bless you. And here's what Isaac did. I love this. We read in that 12th verse, it said, and Isaac sowed. Everybody say he sowed. He sowed in that land. Amen. By faith, in the middle of a famine, in the land of his enemies, in the face of where his father had failed, he said, I'm going to sow right here. And so he took the seeds. Now those seeds represent faith, and they represent hope, and they represent the future. Now when you sow something, you better stay, because that's where your hope is. He took the seed that he had. He didn't have anything left. He took what he had and he sowed it into the sands there at Gerar, and he said, this is it. I've heard from God. There's a famine going on. There's difficulties all around me. It's a harsh climate. There are enemies here. But God, here it is. And he planted it. Hallelujah. And I want you to know something. When he sowed, he didn't sow sparingly. He gave it all he had. Amen. If you're going to give anything, folks, just give it all. So bountifully, hallelujah. And that's exactly what he did. And here's what the Bible said. It says, and the Lord blessed him. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I like it. It says, in that land. Everybody say, in that land. It wasn't another land. In that land. In that land where there was famine, in that land where there were enemies, in that land where there was trouble, God said, I'm going to bless you right here. And it says, in the same year, in the same year, not instantly. It didn't happen right away. It took a little while. But he said, in the same year, he said that he reaped a harvest 100 fold. Now that's pretty good increase. Amen. I heard them arguing this week about how much money insurance companies made. The government said they're making too much. They're making 6%. And the insurance said, no, we're not. We're making 2.5% to 3%. I want you to know something. Isaac made 100%. Like the boys that graduated, one of them was a little slower than the others, and they all graduated and went their ways, and they said, we'll get back together in 20 years and we're going to see how we've done. They got back together, and one of them had done exceedingly well, and of all things, it was the one that didn't seem to have the most upstairs. Seemed like he wasn't as smart as the other two. And one said, man, he said, I got into computers, he said, and I have made a killing. He said, I've done well. And then the other one said, I got into the trucking industry and I've done pretty good myself. And then they looked at the rich one and they said, what have you done? He said, well, how did you make so much money? He said, well, he said, I operate on a simple principle. He said, I've always just tried to make 2%. 2%? He said, yeah, just 2%. He said, you know, I never was very smart, but I just figured if I could make 2%. He said, so if I bought something for 50, I sold it for 100, just 2%. Just 2%. That's it. That's all he wanted. Just 2%. And so Isaac reaped a harvest hundredfold. My, how God blessed. My, how God blessed. Amen. And you know what? God can take an unlikely place and he can bless you there. Amen. If he says, I want you to stay right here in this place. Don't go like your father. He went to Egypt. It wasn't good for him. Won't be good for you. But if you'll stay in the land, he said, I'll bless you. And God blessed him. And the Bible goes on to talk about his wealth. I mean, how everything got blessed. Not just his crops, not just seed that he sowed, but his cattle increased, his sheep increased, his livestock increased, everything increased. God blessed him in that place. Amen. Praise God. It would have been easy to go, but he stayed. And God blessed him in the land. I read an interesting story about a family in Louisiana. They lived in southern Louisiana. And a soldier came by one day coming back from Mexico. And he had some dried peppers. And he shared those dried peppers with the McElhenney family. And they got those peppers, and they really liked them. So he planted some seed, and he started growing peppers. And then the Civil War came along, and like many people, the McElhenney family had to leave there, and they went over. Thank God for Texas. They went to Texas, and they were safe, amen, in Texas, and they stayed until the war was over. And then when they went back down to Avery Island, they noticed that everything was in devastation. The house had been ransacked, and the fields were just overgrown, and there was just everything they'd had before they left was now in ruins. And it would have been so easy just to pack up and go. But Mr. Edmund McElhenney said, you know what? He said, I'm going to stay right here. There's not anything here. But he looked and he noticed that in the all of that growth that was everywhere, he noticed that there was a bunch of pepper plants there. And it was in the middle of a salt dome. And so he said, now let's see what we got here. He said, we got peppers and we got salt and we know how to make some vinegar. And he went out and he scrounged around and he found 300 old bottles from a prescription that people had thrown away. And he made him a hot sauce. And he put it in those bottles and he started selling hot sauce. Anybody ever heard of Tabasco? Tabasco is the result of somebody that wanted to go but decided to stay. And they've been there for 5 generations, and you can buy Tabasco sauce just about anywhere on the planet today. But it's the result of somebody that said it's bad. It's better other places. Maybe we ought to go. But he found some peppers and some salt, and he said, I think I'll stay. Amen. Let me tell you something. There's more than pepper and salt here. It's time to stay. Amen. Praise God. Brother Grissom, you don't know what we're going through. I don't. You're right. But God does. Amen. It would be so much easier to go. There's a lot of people that had marriage problems, and they were struggling. It looked like it'd just be easier to go. But the Lord said, stay. And now they have a wonderful family. There have been people struggling on certain jobs, and it would have been real easy to go, but the Lord said, stay. And they stayed. And as a result, they're blessed. Amen. Whatever your difficulty, whatever situation you're facing today, you need to just stay. Young people, I know it's hard for you oftentimes. You get put in situations. It'd be easy. Everything in you wants to go, but you just something says stay. And you stay. And it works out. I know this battle, this is the Christian battle of the ages. Whenever, you know, things get rough in church sometimes, and things are not going right, and your life's not going right. And the first thing the devil says, what you need to do is just go. Just let them have it. Amen. They don't love you anyway. Just let them have it. Go. And everything in you wants to go. But something says stay. And so you stay. I knew a man. He gave me his testimony one time. Preached there years ago. And he was telling me his testimony. He said things were not going well. He was the pastor. He said things were not going well in the church. And he said, I was so frustrated. He said, to clear my head, he said, I rode on my motorcycle, and I was riding along, and I was talking to God, and I told the Lord, I said, God, you know, if you'll just give me about 2 or 3 weeks here, he said, I'll get things together, and he says, I'll be out of here. And about that time, his motorcycle hit a flattened out can, and it flipped over on the side. And he was literally sitting up on top of it, holding on for dear life, slipping down the highway about 60 miles an hour. And the Lord said, well, I can just take you right now. And he said, no. No. I think I'll stay. I think I'll stay. Hey, I think I'll stay. So he decided to work things out. Amen. And when I got to that church, boy, it was a going church. I mean to tell you, they were blowing and going and growing, and things were doing great, and he was loved of his people, and they had a beautiful large building full of people and full of worship, full of praise, and he was glad he stayed. Amen. So you see, sometimes it's not easy, but there's a reward for staying when you really want to go. Amen. So when the world is saying, come on, come on, and the devil's saying, go ahead, go. Amen. Listen to that still small voice that'll say, stay in the land, and I will bless thee. Would you stand with me today? Amen. I look back over my life, and I see sometimes, especially when I was a very young person, and the world was beckoning so strongly, and it would have been so easy to go. It would have been so easy to go. But thank God I didn't go. Thank God I didn't go. I remember one time, it's an odd thing. We were young people, we were talking, and there were some young people that were talking about going somewhere that they shouldn't be going and doing something they shouldn't have been doing. And they were talking about it. And one of the other young ladies that was in our youth group, I remember what she said. She said, if y'all just wait a little while, she said, I won't be serving the Lord, and I'll go with you. I won't be serving the Lord, and I'll go with you. You see, she'd already decided, I know I should stay, but I'm going to go. And she did. Amen. Her life hasn't been all that good. Amen. Hear me. You need to stay. Make up your mind to stay. Make up your mind to stay. I know Christians, people that have started out for the Lord, that plan to fail. How do you know they plan to fail, Brother Grissom? Because I know that some of them, they'll go home and they'll take things that they know are not right, and they'll put them away in their closet just in case. Huh? I might want to wear this again. If it don't work out, I'll need that. If it doesn't work out, I'll need that. And so somewhere in their closet, you can tell when people are sold out and when they're not. I said, you can tell when people are sold out and when they're not. If you're holding on to some things just in case, you haven't sold out yet. In the back of your mind, you've got an exit plan. Knowing that you ought to stay, there's something just in case I need to go. I've got some things here I'm holding on to. Amen. You hear me today? You need to go home and get in that closet and get rid of whatever it is. You need to get in your heart and get in your life and get rid of whatever it is. And say, Lord, you said stay. It would be easier seemingly to go, but stay I will, because you asked me to. And you said if I'd stay, you'd bless me. Stay with it, folks. Stay in the church. Stay with Jesus Christ. Stay with your convictions. Stay with the Holy Spirit. Stay with God. Don't let anything influence you. Don't let anything draw you away. Make up your mind today. I'm staying. Amen. Anybody want to stay today? Somebody got your mind made up? Somebody got your heart set? Amen. Somebody got your mind fixed? Lord, I'm staying. No matter what others may do, I'm staying. I'm staying. Amen. We talked about consecration this morning. I think it'd be a good time just to come down here and tell the Lord, I'm staying. I'm in. I'm in. I'm sowing right here today. Every seed I've got, here it is. I'm going to sow it right here. I'm going to say it in this land. Amen. Praise God. My mind's made up. Praise God. My mind is made up. My heart is fixed. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay.